You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 10 o'clock this morning. They will be located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center at 11255 Highway 77 here in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats, produce, and canned good items available. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Again, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf from 10 until 3 today, located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward. The LCO Ojibwe University Food and Medicine class will be talking about turkey tail this evening, starting at 4 o'clock at the university. They are located at 13466 West Trepanier Road in Hayward. Again, the LCO Food and Medicine class held at the university this evening from 4 until 6. Science at the Sawmill, speaking about wetlands, wildlife, and watershed, starting at 6:30 this evening at the Sawmill Saloon, located at 13505 North Highway 63. Katie, an outreach programs director with the Wisconsin Wetlands Association, will speak about what wetlands are, how they keep our land, water, wildlife, and people, and how you can help care for them on your property and in your community. Join them at 6:30 at the Sawmill Saloon. Arrive early to enjoy some dinner and drinks. Pre-registration is appreciated, but drop-ins are welcome. There is a $10 fee for members and a $15 for non-members. This is for the Cable Natural History Museum. Again, Science at the Sawmill, Wetlands, Wildlife, and Watersheds, 6:30 to 7:30, put on by the Cable Natural History Museum. Girls varsity basketball game for Spooner will be held at Cumberland this evening, starting at 7 o'clock. Again, girls varsity game basketball for Spooner will be at Cumberland, starting at 7 o'clock. The girls varsity game for Barron School District will be at Ashland High School tonight at 7 o'clock. Again, girls varsity basketball for Barron Schools will be playing Ashland at Ashland High School, starting at 7 o'clock. And finally, the girls' varsity basketball for Hayward will be a home game against St. Croix Falls. Again, girls' varsity basketball for the Hayward School District happening here at home against St. Croix Falls. On Wednesday, December 3rd, 10 a.m., the Spider Lake Church Youth Center will be hosting again the Northwoods Community Food Shelf. Again, open from 10 until 3. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf happening at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward. Tech support happening at the Forest Lodge Library that's located at 13450 County Highway M in Cable. If you have a device that you need help with, maybe you need trouble figuring out your cell phone or your other mobile device, Eric can help you with that and more. Be sure to bring in your device and or questions related to tech issues anytime at the library from 10 a.m. till 3. Everything is free. Drop-ins are welcome. And if you'd like to talk to Eric beforehand, the number to call is 715-204-7501. They also have laptops and iPads for you to check out with him as well. Again, tech support at the Forest Lodge Library, Wednesday from 10 until 3. Super Senior classes starting at 11 o'clock on Wednesday. This will be at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street here in Hayward. Again, this is a 45-minute class geared to those 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, and core. This is a $2 class, again, starting at 11 o'clock. Super Seniors at the Hayward Senior Resource Center. Power Pump is happening at the Cable Community Center on Wednesday at 4 o'clock. This is a dumbbell class designed for all fitness levels. Targets all major muscle groups, including exercises such as squats, presses, lifts, and curls. Again, at the Cable Community Center, located at 13660 County Highway M in Cable. Power Pump classes from 4 until 5. Join 4-H at the LCO Ojibwe University Extension, 4:30 till 6 o'clock on Wednesday the 3rd. This will be at the university. Join 4-H through the extension classes the first Wednesday of the month. This is open to those grades kindergarten through 12th grade. For more information, you can call 715-634-4790. The Wednesday Night Supper is being hosted again by the First Lutheran Church, located at 10680 Main Street here in Hayward, from 5 until 6. Drive up to the church doors and someone will greet you and give you the number of meals that you need for a free will donation. For more information, you can call 715-634-2141. This is for the Wednesday Night Supper, Wednesday night, 5 until 6 at the First Lutheran Church here in Hayward. On to Thursday morning, December 4th at 10 a.m. at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. Engage knitting happening there. Join the fun whether you are a beginner or experienced knitter, or maybe you prefer another craft and would just like the camaraderie. Join all your favorite knitters at Engage Knitting at the Hayward Library, Thursday, December 4th at 10 a.m. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome in, Hayward area, to the front porch here on a Tuesday morning. Joel here. Gray is here. Morning, Gray.
Good morning.
Woo! That was quite a Thanksgiving week we had around here at Muskie 101 and the Deer Hunters Roundup and the whole Thanksgiving thing and all that stuff.
It all hit like a truck.
Yeah, it did. WHSM.com. You can check out over there all the Deer Hunters Roundup nonsense that went on last week over on that side. But it's a Greeple Tuesday, Mr. Gunderson. We need to talk a little football here today.
We do.
Yeah, a little green, a little purple. Let's talk Packers first of all. Of course, they had that Thanksgiving game and a big win, a win that may put the Lions in a tough spot. Let's just put it at that. Lions are teetering. They really can't afford to lose more than probably one game the rest of the way. Otherwise, they're going to be on the outs.
True. It's true. And it's kind of wild that a team in their position, that where they're at right now, even after a couple tough losses here and there, you know, they're sitting at 7-5 as we speak today. That normally is a team that controls their own destiny pretty handily. But this NFC is ridiculous. NFC is ridiculous. There is one loss separating the first seed and the seventh seed, the Bears and the 49ers. They are 8-3 and 8-4.
Yeah.
What? That's absolutely wild.
And they've got another Thursday game this week with Dallas coming in to Detroit for a second consecutive Thursday game here this week. And Dallas is playing for their playoff lives. And then they go to Los Angeles. I believe that's the Rams, yeah. And then Pittsburgh comes in, and then they go to Minnesota, and then they travel to Chicago So to get out of those five games with only one loss, that's going to be hard.
Yes, absolutely. Hard. The Rams, of course, stand pretty tall within that group, and Chicago will be some form of interesting by the end of the season. I don't know. So, I mean, here's the thing with Chicago. I know that it's a dead horse to beat, but they just can't keep getting away with it. They are their point differential right now, and I know stats. I'm not that guy, but they're positive six right now, I believe, in point differential. They've only outscored their opponents this season by 6 points. They're winning close every game and losing close too.
They're like the Vikings were last year. They have a fourth place schedule this year, so it's not a difficult schedule, and that's big. That's big. And I'm not saying that I think they are a playoff team, but they're probably not going to go too deep in the playoffs. But when you look at everybody in the NFC right now who's going to be in the playoffs, you know, they played everybody that's going to be in the playoffs really tough, and they're going to be there. But they're benefiting from that fourth place schedule. They're getting some good turnovers. They're getting a lot of turnovers, and they're doing enough to win. And if they get home field advantage, if they get that home field, and they've got somebody like the Los Angeles Rams or Seattle or something like that coming into Chicago on a January bitter cold day, that's a game changer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If there is a weather event that day, oh my goodness. I mean, their running attack, they had two rushers with over 125 yards for the first time since your grandpa was watching them. It's incredible to see what they're pulling off and what they're allowing at the same time. And it here's the thing. They can keep getting away with it. You know, I will beat the drum of it's not sustainable, but they're sustaining it. You know, that's my line of success is if the Packers play well, if the Packers play up to their skill level and do well, especially in the absence now of Devontae Wyatt on that interior defensive line and somehow stymie the Bears rushing attack. You know, if the Bears still manage to outplay a good Packer day, Then I'm a believer. Behind them. And that's not just because they beat my team. It's because my team is in good shape right now. And if they beat them on a good day, cool. Then there's not many other teams that I think can stand in their way, because that's Ben Johnson.
This Sunday, Green Bay hosting Chicago. The winner of that game will, might be the number one seed or two seed. The loser probably drops to the six or seven spot. But the Bears at Green Bay, hosting Cleveland, and they host Green Bay 2 out of 3 weeks to get the Packers at San Fran, and then hosting Detroit. So, 3-2 would get them into the playoffs. That would make them 12-5. So, probably for the Bears, a playoff team. The Packers, on the other hand, the Packers have a quarterback who's probably the healthiest of any quarterback going into this stretch of all the playoff teams, because Jordan Love's a pretty smart quarterback. He doesn't take too many stupid chances. He's getting smarter. I think he's getting a little smarter. He's not a great thrower still. And the reason why I don't think the Packers are going to make the Super Bowl is because at some point you have to have that drive where the quarterback makes tough throws and precision throws. And I don't know if that's Jordan Love's strength right now, that precision throw.
I don't want to be a contrarian. You know, I don't disagree with you often, but I think I got to go the other route, not just because they're my home team. I think actually on the flip side, to the contrary, I think actually he's been in his best shape. I think he's been red hot.
Well, as long as you got to throw the ball up in the air and have the guy go catch it. I mean, he's good at that throw.
See, here's the thing. His passing style is kind of like the Bears game style right now. He can't keep getting away with it, but he does. Whether it's a weird float to Tucker Kraft, God bless his knees, or Christian Watson or Dontavian Wicks to seal the game, he keeps pulling off these throws that look like schoolyard BS, if you'll excuse the phrase, but he keeps doing it. He just keeps doing it. He's very clearly got a knack for a floater that is just in the right spot, which somehow, and I know that's a touch pass. All quarterbacks do that. Not quite the same, and not in a good way. I'm not saying this is all a good thing, but it has been the difference this year. And earlier this season, go back and replay us. I was telling you in game 1 and game 2 that when he's missing, it looked kind of bad, but he was consistently missing safe. And now he's actually hitting those throws, I think.
There you go.
That said, he is still making those weird, random Jordan Love, what the heck, decisions, and hurting his left shoulder on a run that nobody needed.
More football later this hour at about 7:52. Our Greeple Tuesday will continue. We have a lot to talk about on the Viking side and the key NFC North Division matchups coming up in the next 5 weeks. So more on the Buzz of the North with Pat Kreitlow, WBZH, coming up next. It is 7:29. Back to the front porch we are, Joel and Gray, and it's a Greeple Tuesday. We're talking a little football. All the segments we do are archived at WBZH.fm if you want to check those out a little bit later on here this morning. Mr. Gray Gunderson is with us. We talked Packers. We talked a little Bears earlier. The Vikings obviously have a serious quarterback situation going on with a couple of the worst performances in the history of the Viking 65-year franchise the last 2 weeks with McCarthy and now Max Brosmer. And the Vikings have 5 weeks to figure out what they want to do for next year. That's what the last 5 weeks are, is J.J. McCarthy, they want him to play. Unless he's concussed still, he'll be out there. They need to figure out what he is in 5 weeks to see what they're going to do next year.
As I understand it, he was showing no symptoms as of yesterday, and he's expected to be the starter going into this weekend.
So we'll see what McCarthy has, and if McCarthy doesn't have anything the next 5 weeks, the Vikings will go out and they'll get a free agent quarterback in the offseason, and they'll wait on McCarthy a year or two. Oh. And you know what? I was looking last night, looking at all the free agent quarterbacks that are available for next year. It's what Viking fans do. And I looked, the one that really jumped out on my list, you know who it was?
Kirk Cousins.
It's Malik Willis.
Ooh.
I was thinking, he's going to want out, right?
I don't know.
I think he's going
to. Most players would, because he's due to get paid. He's due to get paid. He's shown so well every time he's gone in. He's shown well enough that I think some desperate team like the Cleveland Browns might come knocking.
And the Vikings. Desperate, did you say? Vikings are beyond desperate.
I saw a stat that was incredible that someone even checked, and I need to re-verify it, but it was something like that Vikings performance, if it was done by the Jets, was like their worst in the last 25 years or something like that, even if it was the Jets doing.
Here's a stat that blew me away. If Max Brosmer would have taken every snap on Sunday, turned around, and spiked it into the ground, he would have had a higher quarterback rating than what he got.
I love that that stat can happen as consistently as it does when quarterbacks have a truly terrible day. And like going on, do you remember the talk a few days ago? Is he going to play well enough that we have a controversy? And people were thinking, it would be pretty easy. It still didn't.
And the biggest issue that's interesting to me is the fact of the hype that came out of the Vikings management about Brosmer and McCarthy. McCarthy was understandable, but Brosmer was just like, really? Undrafted? Really? And everybody's like, okay, we'll believe you. Kevin O'Connell wasn't saying it. Kevin O'Connell was borderline rolling his eyes, I think, in some of the press conferences, but the management was coming out and people were tweeting saying, you don't know. We got, even Greg Olson on the broadcast said the Vikings, they couldn't believe this guy was still there. They found a sleeper. And Max Brosmer might be a decent quarterback and a nice backup someday. But when you're just a few months out of a college and a mediocre football team and the Gophers, it's just everything pointed toward it's not going to work, and it was a disaster.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know that it's time to call it when the guy that you gave up picks for is gone. Adam Thielen asks for his release, and he was released yesterday.
That
hurts.
The season's over. And this will be his last year, and he wants to be on a playoff team and maybe have a chance to get a Super Bowl ring. So somebody like the 49ers or somebody, they might grab him.
You know who makes sense right now?
Who's that?
Carolina, where he just came from. They're in their bye week right now, or just off it, I believe. For a couple reasons, it makes a lot of sense. He's familiar with the offense. They could use him. Don't be surprised at all if he puts that uniform back on. And he basically gets traded from them for picks and then goes back. Like, you guys just handed the Panthers some picks. Yeah. If that happens, and I'm laughing. I love you, but I'm laughing.
Here's the thing about the Vikings is there's a pretty good chance the Vikings will be playing a fourth-place schedule this year. I was looking at who their teams would probably be next year. And if they go out and get a decent middle-of-the-road quarterback, which there's a few out. There's going to be a few available out there if that's the way they want to go. The Viking defense is good. I mean, What was really left on the back burner of that game versus Seattle when the Vikings going against Sam Darnold, their old quarterback, was the Vikings absolutely destroyed Sam Darnold in that game. They were all over him, and Sam Darnold did not look good at all in that game. The only thing that made him look better was Max Brosmer of the Vikings.
Absolutely. You know, I'd love to see where the Vikings would be at right now if it weren't for the state of the defense. Thank gosh for Brian Flores.
Oh, they maybe have a win, maybe one win. I mean, what's a miracle is that Max Brosmer, as bad as he was in that game, the Vikings were one better decision by Max Brosmer, who flung that underhand fastball for a pick six. If he just throws that ball on the ground, it's 3-3 midway through the second quarter, and the Viking offense had like 2 yards. I mean, had literally like nothing.
Instead, the Vikings shut out for the first time in 18 years. You guys have scored in like almost 300 consecutive games, I think. It goes back to 07.
But the Vikings could be next year what the Bears are this year with that weak schedule. And if you throw – because if you throw a 15th-rated quarterback into that Viking team right now, they're right with the Packers and Lions, everybody, and battling for that playoff spot. I mean, you can't – the quarterback isn't going to win the Super Bowl for you. But you can't win a Super Bowl without a quarterback at least being somewhat efficient.
Cool. Brett Coleman, you're 100% correct. Brett Coleman puts it, you've got to either have a good team with a great quarterback or a great team with a good quarterback. Yeah. You almost never get both, but you have to have at least one. And right now you guys have, I'd say, a good team, too great. You're kind of in that bubble zone. And the quarterback is just a dude off the street right now.
Three guys have played. Carson Wentz is a 32nd rated quarterback in the NFL. McCarthy, 44th, and Max Brosmer, 50. There's only 50 quarterbacks that have played this year. So, I mean, we said it at the beginning of the year. I mean, your quarterback has to be in the middle of the pack to have a chance if your defense is decent. And the Vikings are the Browns. I mean, the Vikings and Browns, you might as well just swap helmets at some point. They're the same team. Browns defense is probably better than the Vikings, but it's the same thing. The Browns fans have to be doing the exact same wine line that the Vikings are. I mean, it's exactly the same, right?
How terrifying is Myles Garrett, by the way?
Oh, my.
I know he's not on a team we talk about, but my word, that guy is just scary.
Is he going to want out of there and get on a winning team eventually?
No, I don't think so. I think he realized that they can tag him for consecutive years, so he's basically stuck there, so why not get paid? He accepted an extension recently. He knows he's going to be there for his prime.
And they'll probably be in the quarterback hunt as Cleveland is every year in the offseason. Bears and Packers, Sunday, 3:25, Lambeau Field.
It got flexed.
It'll be a big game, big game. Thank you, Gray. Agreeple Tuesday, there you go. We got Pat Kreitlow and more keywords coming up here through the day in our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest on WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Don Posh. And Don, yesterday we were talking about winter time and how a lot of us, not just older people, but a lot of people start to hibernate. Of course, there's some people out here in the Hayward Lakes area, they get more active because they love the outdoors. They love the cold. They want to go cross-country skiing. They want to go snowmobiling. They want to do fat tire bikes. And it's just a whole new challenge for them.
We host the Birkebeiner, American Birkebeiner, and you and I are saying, nope, I'm going to be in the house.
But, you know, sometimes my mobility can be challenging even in the summer if I have to walk around and stuff. It's even more challenging in the winter because now we have this thing called snow and ice that's just making it a little more difficult, a little more unsure on our feet. And again, as we get older, we have these issues and we don't want to go out as often for those reasons. But we know we need to have some activity. And we either have to do it at home if we don't want to go out, or we can go out to another location where there's activities that are indoors and available that you know, have some tools that we can use. Now, a lot of times in the winter months, when I'm not as active as I am, I don't like to do things at home because home tells me it's time to nap or to slow down and not do anything. So I have to get out of the house, and I would go join a gym. You know, Snap Fitness here in town is one I go to. There's another one just being built on the other side of town over by Walmart that's going to be a huge thing. So gyms are a good place to go. Sometimes they can be expensive. A lot of times they can be expensive. But what's nice about being in the golden years of life, you get some discounts.
I like
and
those.
And there's a program called Silver Sneakers. And I could actually go to other gyms. I wasn't stuck with Snap Fitness because the Silver Sneaker programs is about involving other gyms in that program. So I was able to go out to Minog and go to the center out there and do some swimming. So what other things can people do that is, you know, free or very low cost? We talked about some senior centers and other programs. What do you know about those?
I just know that it depends on what county you're in, and each county has a different setup at their senior centers.
Sure.
And there's a program that might be at the Sawyer County Senior Center might not be at the Washburn or vice versa.
Sure.
So that's, you can check with the Aging and Disability Resource Center, the ADRC, and find out. That's, it's a good place to get information like that, because they do make a resource guide which tells you those, what they have, and they're in charge of the senior centers, so they know what's going on at them.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility, and those are generally free or very low cost.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
That's one, and you know,
and
the
Res has an elder center, and they do a lot of activities for their seniors out on La Couturier, so they have one out there.
Right. And you know, there's some people that just, maybe it's difficult to get out to drive to a gym. Now, right. If you got stairs in your home, there's a workout there. And a lot of people avoid the stairs because maybe their body hurts, but using them can get the body to not hurt when you do them.
Right.
Because you get accustomed to doing them. And maybe if going down the whole flight is really difficult, you just use the first stair, up, down,
just
up,
do one
down,
at a time.
Do a couple and get your body used to it. And, you know, when you get to a measurable place, it's really cool when you say, wow, I used to have a hard time with those stairs.
Right.
And now I run up and down them like nothing.
Yep.
And that isn't an age thing either, because sometimes we lose our mobility earlier in life.
Right. Yep.
So,
and again, doing those smaller steps is not just about doing stairs steps. Maybe it's just walking around the house. And, you know, I can do circles around my living room and my kitchen. And it's just another way to get up and get the heart moving, get the blood moving. But you just do one at a time. Someone was telling me that if you want to do a push-up, well, just do one.
Right.
One per day for the week. And then next week, try to do two.
If before you can, you know, eventually it, you will be able to.
By the end of the month, you're doing, you know, 20 push-ups or whatever. So same concept, just do one at a time. You don't have to do the whole exercise program at once.
It seems like people just want to, because they know they should.
Yeah.
And myself included, that you want to just go and say, I'm going to get myself fit because, you know, I'm scared, I'm getting older, and I don't want my retirement to be sitting in a chair and missing out on, you know, just the step to get into the boat. I'm a fisherman. I like to get in the boat. We actually bought a boat that's real close to the ground, so it's a modified V, and it's very easy to get in and out of.
Sure.
So,
and people in the winter at home, they could start with just the chair they're sitting in. Get up out of the chair and then sit back down. Get up out of the chair. Because a lot of times, getting out of the chair is one of the hardest things for us to do.
Those are called stand-ups.
Yeah.
And that's, my father has to do those.
Yeah.
And they do make a difference, because when he slows down or stops, being that it's not me doing the exercise, I get to see it from the outside, I could see the difference when he's exercising and when he's not, because you lose it fast.
Right.
You lose it really fast.
Yep. So the point is, I guess the moral of the story is, stay mobile as best you can, even in small steps.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Don, for stopping by.
See you next time.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.